Yo. Hey, muy buenas tardes. Bienvenidos. Que viva de la Internacional de las Mujeres. Today is International Women's Day. Arriba. Well, it's wonderful to be here and to be part of this exciting new series. Many thanks to the Lannan Foundation. Just a couple of housekeeping notes after Glenn Greenwald's presentation. There'll be a brief intermission, and then there'll be dialogue and audience questions, and then there'll be a book signing at the very end in the lobby. What is justice? Is it another commodity in the marketplace to be packaged and sold to the highest bidder? These are not idle questions, but go to the core of who we are and the nature of our society. And I want to read from the introduction to Glenn Greenwald's forthcoming book, With Liberty and Justice for Some. Kind of gives it away, doesn't he? The central principle of America's founding, the ultimate guardian of justice, would be the rule of law. Vast inequality in every other realm was considered inevitable and even desirable. Some would be rich and many would be poor. The American conception of liberty was not only consistent with but premised on the inevitability of outcome inequality. The one exception was the law. Under the law, no inequality was tolerable. Law was understood to be the political sine qua non, ensuring fairness, a level playing field, and a universal set of rules. It was the non-negotiable prerequisite that made all other forms of inequality acceptable. Only if everyone was bound in the same rules would outcome inequality be justifiable. So central is this founding principle that most Americans absorb it by osmosis, via numerous cliches we're all familiar with. All are equal before the law, justice is blind, no one is above the law, etc. We are, in the words of John Adams, a nation of laws, not men and women, he should have added. And this was an insurance against the tyranny that American colonists had launched a revolution to abolish. For that reason, American political liberty was always bound to the notion of the supremacy of law over men. Then Greenwald adds, that central promise of the American founding, equality before the law, has been abandoned. And from the investigation and harassment of peace activists in the Midwest, all the way to India, where Arundhati Roy is being threatened with sedition because of her outspoken political dissent, we are finding numerous examples of the state clamping down on freedom of speech and flaunting the very notion of equality under law. We have now the case right in front of us of Bradley Manning, who, in my view, should be a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. And maybe a Lannan Award for cultural freedom. Now, you know, you see Eric Holder, Obama's attorney general, you know, very piously and virtuously denounce Bradley Manning for what he has done, leaking. He has not been convicted of anything, incidentally, and has been being held now for 9 months in solitary confinement, 23 hours a day, with very little access to any other, you know, contact. And now, most recently, it's been reported that he has been stripped of his clothing as well. Does that echo Abu Ghraib or the founding principles of American democracy? There's very good evidence that the WikiLeaks documents, and again, Holder has been very virtuous in denouncing Julian Assange, and he promised to, you know, look for any legal avenue to bring Assange to justice, the WikiLeaks man. And so you have, you know, aiding the enemy. Who is the enemy in this case? The enemy is us, the American public, because we and the people of the world have benefited from the release of these documents. So I think this issue of Bradley Manning and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks goes to the very core principles of democracy and who we are as a society. And just today, or just yesterday, Obama announced that military tribunals will be resumed at Guantanamo. You'll remember his campaign promise to eliminate, to close down Guantanamo, promise forgotten, and we move on. Turn the page, as Obama said, on Iraq in one of his most infamous speeches, completely forgetting international law and accountability. So just as a generation before, when Johnson and McNamara and Rusk and the others went scot-free for their war crimes, this group, Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, et al., are also getting a free pass. This cannot stand. The lack of accountability tears to shreds the very idea of justice. It makes a mockery of our Constitution. So without further ado, it's my great pleasure to introduce Glenn Greenwald, give him a warm Santa Fe welcome.